Welcome to the second podcast for TXN 201B, The Taxation of Individuals. I'm Mark van Dijk, one of your lecturers. The aim of this podcast is to provide you with some feedback regarding your first assignment. The average mark was just under 55%, and 59% of students passed the assignment. Work through the solution carefully and re-study those areas where you made mistakes. Be aware that there will be no multiple choice questions in the exam. I can point out some of the questions where many students made mistakes. Most of the first 20 questions were reasonably well answered by the majority of students. Question 21, however, was incorrectly answered by most students. It dealt with a charity football match arranged by Nicholas. You were asked to identify the main reason why the 30,000 Rand that he raised would be included or excluded from his gross income. Most students chose option 1, which was incorrect. Option 2 was the correct choice. The funds that Nicholas raised had to be included in his gross income because they were beneficially received by him. The fact that he paid over the funds to a charity a few days later doesn't help him. For a similar situation, read the case of Witwatersrand Association of Racing Clubs. That's on page 44 of your textbook. Question 23 also caused problems for many students. That question dealt with the payment of a reward. The receipt of a once-off reward is a receipt of a capital nature. It therefore cannot be included in gross income under the general definition. The issue that you had to consider was whether the receipt was one of the special inclusions in gross income. Barney supplied information to the Department of Nature Conservation. The department had requested that information. Barney was therefore rendering a service to the department. The fact that he was not an employee of the department is irrelevant. In terms of paragraph C of the definition, the receipt is specially included in his gross income. See section 2.8 of your textbook, and in particular, section 2.8.3. Most students got question 27 wrong as well. You were asked to calculate Desiree's gross income. Remember that gross income is calculated before deducting exempt income. Once you deduct exempt income from gross income, you have income. After deducting allowable deductions from income, you get to taxable income. Look at the tax framework on page 12 of tutorial letter 102 to get a clearer picture of what I'm talking about. Many students made the mistake of deducting 3,700 Rand from the taxpayer's foreign dividends. That calculation gave you Desiree's income. It didn't give you her gross income. If you have any queries about the assignment, please feel free to contact us via phone or email. All our contact details are in your study material. We wish you all the best for the next assignment and the rest of your studies for the taxation of individuals.